So, and then, oh, and then in August, we would go to, the churches would go to a picnic where they'd have all these buses. It used to be five or six buses at First Baptist Church going to Raleigh for the annual picnic. And everybody cooked. And so, you didn't have to worry about your children having food. I mean, it was more food than...
What kind of food was it?
Oh, my God. Fried chicken, potato salad, string beans, apple pie, peach pie, a homemade ice cream, biscuits. Mm.
Making me hungry now.
I can't remember. I don't remember tossed salad.
Okay. And there were special processes for all of those things, right?
Yeah.
Family recipes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, when those women could cook.
Mm.
Jesus. Oh. And so, it was just wonderful. It was...
Did your mom have a specialty? Those three desserts you named.
Everything. Everything she cooked. And my sister cooks exactly like
her.
Does she? And I cook like my daddy. My daddy was a chef.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They said he used to do some beautiful ice carvings. He was left-handed.
I'm left-handed.
Oh, really? So they said artistic. Yeah. So, and my mother's father was both Andy.
Oh, okay. Mm. So what are your
specialties? And my grandson is Andy.
So what are your specialties then?
My family loves the banana pudding that I make. let's see what it is. I just love to cook. So, but they love, and sweet potato custard.
Ooh. Yeah. How do you make sweet potato custard?
You never had it?
Uh-uh.
I am going to bake you a sweet potato custard. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going to bake it and give it to Charlotte to tell you. We'll tell you when you pick it up.
I love sweet potatoes.
You are,
I love sweet potato
too.
Pudding and sweet potato pie. And
oh, yeah. And mother. Oh, God. She used to do that. I really love that. Was a grated sweet potato pudding. Oh, my God.
What is that? A grate?
You grate.
Oh, grate the sweet. Yeah.
Yes. And for Christmas we would have all that. Thanksgiving she just baked all the time, and that was always a pound cake in our house. And there was this couple who were best friends to my mother's parents. You know, when they were living. And they had a farm, and so mother always got the butter from my Ola. We call her my Ola.
Yeah.
And when mother got ready to, they would bring milk and butter on the weekend. Then there was a man called Stebney Edwards. You know where the Midway Barbershop is?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Stebney was there. Great-grandfather. So mother would get eggs and some fresh vegetables from him. But when mother got ready to build a house, mom and dad was who she would get the, they were the couple who she got the buttermilk and the butter from.